Chapter 27. Mindy, Moose, and I all dove for it, but the gnomes were quicker. A gnome in a bright blue shirt raised the whistle, clutched tightly in his little fist.
I've got it!
No, you don't! Moose cried. He leaped at the gnome, tackled him around the knees. The gnome let out a yelp as he went toppling to the floor. The dog whistle fell from his hand and bounced across the hard floor toward me. I scooped it up, started to raise it to my lips. Three gnomes leaped onto my shoulders, giggling and grunting. No! I uttered a cry as they batted the whistle from my hand. I dropped to the floor, three gnomes on top of me. I finally shook them off and jumped to my feet. My eyes searched for the whistle. I saw a bunch of gnomes diving for the floor, scrambling for it. A few feet away, Moose struggled against four or five gnomes who had formed a line to block him. Mindy was battling another group of gnomes who held her back, their tiny hands around her legs and waist. And then I saw Hap raise the whistle high. The gnomes stepped back, clearing a circle around him. Hap set the whistle in front of him on the floor. Then he raised his foot high. He was about to crush it. No! Another long cry escaped my throat. I scrambled over the floor, half crawling, half flying. As Hap's heavy plaster foot came down, I stretched out my hand, fumbled for the whistle, grabbed it, rolled away as the gnome's foot tromped down heavily. It thudded inches from my head. I sat up, raised the whistle to my lips, and blew as hard as I could. Now what? Would the whistle work? Would Buster come running to rescue us?